Now turn to part 3. You will hear 5 different people being interviewed on the radio about Christmas. For questions 19 to 23, choose from the list A to H which words best describe their feelings about this celebration. Use the letters only once. There are 3 extra letters which you do not need to use. You now have 30 seconds in which to look through part 3.
Speaker 1.
Well, I suppose some of it was quite nice, but it really could have been so much better. After all, I went to a lot of effort this year to make it something special, but somehow it didn't quite work. I mean, everybody had masses to eat. There were 8 of us sitting down to dinner, and we must have spent a fortune on presents this year. But looking around the room, you couldn't see it in people's faces. And then there was all the quarrelling over what we were going to watch on TV. And I don't seem to remember a single person actually saying thank you and really meaning it.
Speaker 2.
I was all set to have another unexciting Christmas in the bedsitter where I'm living now. Of course, I'd sent my kids Christmas presents, but I knew I wouldn't be hearing from them. My ex-wife doesn't allow it. So I bought myself a 2-pound chicken from Dewhurst's and a 4-pack of Lime Brand Extra, and I got a stack of pound coins for the electric meter so that at least I could be warm and watch some telly. And then, just as I was putting the chicken into the oven, there was a knock at the door, and it was the father of the family just across the road, saying they noticed that I was going to be alone that day, and would I like to join them? And of course, I had a wonderful time.
Speaker 3.
It isn't over yet. I mean, we've had the actual festivities on the 25th, but there's so much more to Christmas than that. Our parish church is putting on a festival of 9 lessons and carols on Sunday evening. And if that's not your cup of tea, then there's the Charitable Association Santa Claus Pram Race on Monday, although I won't be taking part in that this year. And this Christmas it's even been snowing, so I'll be taking my grandchildren up to Coniston Hill for some tobogganing. Or they can build a snowman if the snow's good enough. That's on Tuesday. And then...
Speaker 4.
It wasn't as good as it's been in the past. For a start, the telly was pretty disappointing, especially after last year's. I mean, we had Terminator last Christmas Eve, but all we got this year was RoboCop again. And the weather, the weather's been really bad. So most of the football was cancelled. And then to top it all, our video machine broke down on Christmas Day, so there's been nothing to watch all Christmas. And then, just to finish off any last chance of a decent holiday, someone suggested we all play Monopoly. Well, I went out to walk the dog in the snow.
Speaker 5.
Well, I wouldn't say I enjoyed it. I spent the 3 days before the 25th standing outside Fielding's pet shop with a placard trying to stop people buying pets as presents. And did they listen? People were going in and out of the pet shop all day, and you should have seen the number of baby cats, dogs and rabbits that people were buying as presents. And you know what's going to happen to them, the same as every year. A week after Christmas, they'll be out on the streets, fending for themselves in temperatures well below zero. But what's most distressing is the tropical birds. These beautiful animals can die in a matter of hours if left outside.
You will hear the piece again. Speaker 1.
Well, I suppose some of it was quite nice, but it really could have been so much better. After all, I went to a lot of effort this year to make it something special, but somehow it didn't quite work. I mean, everybody had masses to eat. There were 8 of us sitting down to dinner, and we must have spent a fortune on presents this year. But looking around the room, you couldn't see it in people's faces. And then there was all the quarrelling over what we were going to watch on TV. And I don't seem to remember a single person actually saying thank you and really meaning it.
Speaker 2.
I was all set to have another unexciting Christmas in the bedsitter where I'm living now. Of course, I'd sent my kids Christmas presents, but I knew I wouldn't be hearing from them. My ex-wife doesn't allow it. So I bought myself a 2-pound chicken from Dewhurst's and a 4-pack of Lime Brand Extra, and I got a stack of pound coins for the electric meter so that at least I could be warm and watch some telly. And then, just as I was putting the chicken into the oven, there was a knock at the door, and it was the father of the family just across the road, saying they noticed that I was going to be alone that day, and would I like to join them? And of course, I had a wonderful time.
Speaker 3.
It isn't over yet. I mean, we've had the actual festivities on the 25th, but there's so much more to Christmas than that. Our parish church is putting on a festival of 9 lessons and carols on Sunday evening. And if that's not your cup of tea, then there's the Charitable Association Santa Claus Pram Race on Monday, although I won't be taking part in that this year. And this Christmas it's even been snowing, so I'll be taking my grandchildren up to Coniston Hill for some tobogganing. Or they can build a snowman if the snow's good enough. That's on Tuesday. And then...
Speaker 4.
It wasn't as good as it's been in the past. For a start, the telly was pretty disappointing, especially after last year's. I mean, we had Terminator last Christmas Eve, but all we got this year was RoboCop again. And the weather, the weather's been really bad. So most of the football was cancelled. And then to top it all, our video machine broke down on Christmas Day, so there's been nothing to watch all Christmas. And then, just to finish off any last chance of a decent holiday, someone suggested we all play Monopoly. Well, I went out to walk the dog in the snow.
Speaker 5.
Well, I wouldn't say I enjoyed it. I spent the 3 days before the 25th standing outside Fielding's pet shop with a placard trying to stop people buying pets as presents. And did they listen? People were going in and out of the pet shop all day, and you should have seen the number of baby cats, dogs and rabbits that people were buying as presents. And you know what's going to happen to them, the same as every year. A week after Christmas, they'll be out on the streets, fending for themselves in temperatures well below zero. But what's most distressing is the tropical birds. These beautiful animals can die in a matter of hours if left outside.
That is the end of part 3.